Love Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within thee. Bless his holy name. We praise God for another blessed, wonderful day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in him. I am so ecstatic with such a marvelous, wonderful, phenomenal God that we serve. He gives you the desires of your heart as you continue to delight in him. I want to worship him and thank him for all his great and mighty acts. I'm telling you, he is phenomenal. I thank God, glory to God, for this new day he's added unto our lives. And thank God, glory to God, for being so good to us. Praise God. Hallelujah, just for the saints, the ones, glory to God, that stands on the wall and stay, glory to God, in tune and doing what he's asked us to do. Glory to God, standing on the promises of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. I thank God, glory to God, for this day. Praise the Lord. I am just ecstatic. And the enemy is trying to play with the computer, so I can't see y'all's names. But I'm going to glorify the Lord and give him praise, because he is wonderful. I see one error right now. I see one error. One error. Thank you, Jesus, for revealing. But I thank God, so it was a typo. That's what it was. But nevertheless, we thank God, glory to God, and even no matter what the distractions are, he's awesome, 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 awesome. Whew, I tell you, I done had a wonderful weekend. I am tired, but, you know, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. When you've been in God's presence and he done showed you things and proved himself and answered prayers, and even when the time is short, he just blesses and fills it up, glory to God, and still be able to accomplish all that you desire for to be able to have get done. I mean, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, I just want to glorify you, magnify you, and give you the praise that's rightly due you. And you deserve all the praise. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us with a brand new day, glory to God, to serve you, to ask for repentance, another chance to do some things, glory to God, to honor you. You are so phenomenal. I bless the Lord, glory to God, for touching our bodies and touching our minds that may not be to the fullness in the healing, but you already did it at Calvary. It's just that thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life, and that life more abundantly. I thank you, God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. And thank you, Lord God. Bless the Lord that we have confidence to know that when we ask of you various things and come before you, glory to God, with the heart lined up with your word, God, that we have the confidence to know that you're going to answer. Thank you for the power of forgiveness. Forgive us for every offense, every transgression, anything against your word. In the name of Jesus, help us to worship you, magnify you, and thank you, glory to God, because you are so wonderful and so awesome, so amazing, glory to God, not just words to call up, but really, when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done, do it and shall already promise to do, and he's not a God that he shall lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. This is the kind of God that we serve. I honor you, Lord, and I bless you. I thank you, glory to God, for putting people in our lives that, glory to God, that we can touch and agree and pray and see miraculous, marvelous, wonderful things happen for healing and deliverance and encouragement and for salvation and for people's lives to be turned around from when it be in chaos and people's mind, glory to God, going every which way but loose. But the Lord bless and bring in, glory to God, a balance and healing and deliverance of the minds when the enemy try to take over the mind and cause people to do all kinds of hideous and crazy things. But even sometimes when they just take over from the pain and the panic and the all criticism, ostracism, and some things, glory to God, and grief and sorrow, glory to God, to just cause the mind to just to be just like short fused because it just, glory to God, it just can't take anymore. God, I bless you. that you are mind regulated, that your heart fixed the glory to God. Thank you that you said you came to bind the broken heart and set the captives free. You came here to deliver us out of the hand of the enemy and bless us, Lord, to have the choice to be restored back unto the Father of our choice. He's already did all the work at Calvary. Ha, glory to God. God, I thank you that you're still in the healing business. You're still in the deliverance business. You're still in the encouragement business. You're still, glory to God, in the life, glory to God, to turn things all the way around when the enemy, glory to God, made it look like it's winter and there's no way up. Everything is dried up and nothing is happening. Oh, but on the other side, hallelujah, you got great plans preparing us for greater. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. So let's put a praise on it. Hallelujah. A thanksgiving on it, glory to God, for the anticipation of expectancy, because you're not a God that you should lie and your hand is not too short. You still go back and still do great and mighty things, no matter. But you already knew from the beginning, before the beginning of time, what was going on, what would happen, our glory to God, and how we will respond to what's happening. Ah, but you're teaching us as Jesus came in and brought grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Ah, now, advocate, we can come to him and ask for repentance and ask him, glory to God, to forgive us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. You said whom the Son set free is free indeed. Stand fast in the liberty where I've set you free. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Oh, glory to God. Don't go back in it like a dog to his vomit. But hold fast, glory to God, to your promise. And know, glory to God, that you are a healer and a restorer. Most of all, you save. You deliver us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I am so excited about you, Lord. God, even in the midst of pain, in the midst of glory to God, body might be racked with pain. But God, there's a praise down on the inside, because you know what? It said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. When you got that relationship and you can go through and know that, glory to God, God will bring you through and bring you out. Hallelujah. He deserves the praise. So whatever the praise is, whatever the purpose is, the praise, he still deserves the praise. Because is he working something out in me? Or is he working something out in you? Or glory to God, he just wants to get some glory? Is he turning back around and trying to get us to a place where that flesh died and more? And you be glory. Sometimes we can get busy and be tired. But don't give in to the tiredness. But still yet be on our post. Oh, it could be a lot of different scenarios. But nevertheless, is he getting the glory? That makes all the difference. So, God, I just thank you. I thank you that you're glory to God for your divine intervention in our lives. And, God, I want to give you glory. Oh, glory for a phenomenal weekend when my baby's coming in for such a short time. But, oh, glory to God, coming in from Arkansas and went to D.C. to see her dad. Came the next day off the plane 9:10 or 10:05 off the plane and right on the highway to go to Columbia. And Lord knows it's a blessing to be able to have believers and saints that go over to God that love you and love God, that when you can make a phone call and they still can come together. Oh, glory to God, to surprise her for her 50th birthday. Oh, I thank God for Apostle Burton, glory to God. She'll be an anchor for to be able to be in place. And God, how they stay in place, Mother Alexander. Oh, glory to God, Mother Willette, Pastor Sims, and many others, Sister Noel and Sister Brenda, many others, glory to God, that was there, Pastor Prophetess Benjamin, and so many others, two rows of tables, and just blessed, it's such a surprise, but such a love that it poured out on this young lady. The ones that knew her from childhood, knew her in between her teenage and other ones, they have known her through me, glory to God, and a couple of may not even ever laid eyes on her, but through the love of God, God, I bless God, and just you made her life just so something she'll never forget, even in the midst of that. And even being able to see her dad and mom on her 50th birthday, now they're getting ready to go to California. Now I'm telling you, I had to just give God his glory and his praise. And these saints, glory to God, and these prayer warriors that stand, and even the ones that knew about it that couldn't come but still was encouragement, but they poured out their love through being there. And we were an hour and something late trying to keep it as a surprise, and they still was there. Enjoy such beautiful fellowship. Not only that, they blessed the glory out with gifts and monetary, and I wasn't expecting that. I just wanted them to be gathering together. Oh, glory, Pastor Bird wanted to be there so bad, but her glory got that vertigo attacked her body. But nevertheless, she got a testimony. But I give God glory. So I just want to glorify the Lord for my daughter, Carmelita, helping to get the rooms and doing some other things. And all my granddaughter, Imani, for all, glory to God, and all of you in the background, glory to God, that pray for us all the time. We just bless the Lord. But if I tell you, glory to God, the time crunch, and God put everything in place for her to be able to even with the but to see my auntie that's 92, it was a blessing, glory to God, that we've been praying for about that stroke. Oh, but she still had a praise when we got there to the rehab. Praise still Sunday evening. Oh, still giving God glory. Oh, even though her right side, she can't move that for just her feet, but glory on the other side and lifting her hand, still praising God. Still glory, I'm thinking about the goodness of the Lord. Still testifying of his saying, like he said, could have been worse. But God is so good. Oh, we was able to do that, and my cousin to be able to be there and still have dinner, and oh, man, have the fellowship where we haven't seen each other because of the pandemic. God is awesome. So I just want to testify of his goodness. But first of all, I had to acknowledge him. So I just want to say, let you know I'm ecstatic, tired, but I'm ecstatic and glorifying the Savior. See, we just got back from the airport about 15 minutes we've been in the house. Oh, it's that long. But I thank God. Well, now, no, before we come on, about 15 minutes. I'll tell you that way. 17 minutes before coming on. But then the computer want to act. But then again, God just blessed that was fixed in 5 minutes. I am so full. But I'm going to give space over to God as I glorify the Lord and all he's doing. Some may like, what is that? Nevertheless, we want to give God his glory. Give his praise, because if you know the situation, circumstances, glory to God, we wouldn't back. You all say, glory, I rejoice with those that rejoice. Mourn with those that mourn. That's the word right there. Ah, God, so I just thank you. Lord, I bless you tonight for these believers. Glory to God for the saints, for the disciples, for those that have gone on in, to glory to God, to stand and say, glory to God, they're going to hold on to the promise of the Lord and stand as a disciple for Christ, and that we can be called saints. God, and not just to say we have a testimony because we got saved and got to fill up with the Holy Spirit, but what are we doing with what God gave us? So I thank you, Lord God. If we're going to be enslaved, let it be, glory to God, as Paul says, to Jesus. Not to this world and not to the things that the world is offering. So, God, I thank you for genuine people when they do things to glorify you, especially in prayer or whatever they do in their giving of their time or being in their worship, being glory to God, to give of their substance for those less fortunate or those that are in need, or just glory to God, giving unto your ministry. We bless you for them, God. The faithfulness of being obedient, not just in the giving, but giving you what's right to do you is the main thing. That way everything else will fall in line. So, God, we just bless you tonight. Those that may need a healing in our midst, God, we're praying for your divine intervention that you would touch and minister and move, glory to God, unto them. God, and heal and deliver, God. We know you can do it instantaneously, but even if it comes, glory to God, as they walk in like the lepers or the blind men, glory to God, and as they walk, their eyes coming open. God, whatever method you want to use, sometimes you even use the doctors. Glory to God, that your hand is in it. God, we just love you today. We appreciate it. We pray, glory to God, for our pastors and our leaders of glory to God, of the gospel as well. Glory to God as our leader over this country and all around the globe. But even this, Biden, and also, glory to God, our assistant press, I mean, our vice president, God, for wisdom, and even for those that are in authority in our country, God. God, we pray against Ukraine, glory to God. I mean, just the things that are coming against Ukraine. I don't know what's been going on the last few days, but we know the enemy has been busy at work. God, so we just pray and you intervene. God, touch, heal, and deliver. Those that are grieving going through, but those that are not only grieving because they love loved ones, lost loved ones or friends, God, but the grief, glory to God, they got to leave from this country to that country, glory to God, and have to be separated from their families. Touch, God. God, we pray, glory to God, against the situation, period. God, we are praying, glory to God, that you reinforce what is needed for Ukraine to stand, pray for that president, pray, glory to God, for that Putin, whatever the devil is using him to do. We bind him up in the name of Jesus, please, that brother, an awakening for those that are supporting him in the things they're doing. God, we know you got a time for everything, and we know, glory to God, the enemy can't go no further than what you allow, but we know this is the prince of this world, and he is busy for about destruction, but we are praying for the healing, God, and for you to deliver and save in the midst, glory to God, saving salvation and saving the natural. But we have to give all these cares and concerns back to you. And even for this bloodshed all over our streets, well, glory to God, people are killing them, and glory to God, blood running in the streets like water. And also, glory to God, our teenagers that are caught up in so much crime and so much killing as well. And, God, they don't have no remorse. We're praying, glory to God, for their minds. We're praying for so many of them getting killed. Oh, God, the devil is a liar. God, we're praying for deliverance for our young people in the name of Jesus. And their lives will be like stuffed out so early they don't get to, glory to God, to recognize who you are and recognize, glory to God, that it can live and they don't have to go through all this and be withdrawn and get caught up in sex and get caught up in confusion and chaos and, glory to God, all the things, glory to God, the gang banging and, glory to God, genocide and everything else that's going on and their cults and all the stuff on the internet and all these voices that were telling you to try this through the TikTok or whatever that is. Oh, God, we're asking you, Lord God, to help. In the name of Jesus, we are praying for more of us to be in our place and our position, glory to God, because the laborers are few. Oh, God, the harvest is so plentiful. For the believers, that glory to God, that decide to change partners and going back into the world and getting caught up in compromising. Awaken them and let them know, glory to God, the time we're living in. And you may not make it back in time, but you got an assignment. And look at all the things that are going on in life where people are losing their lives. And we can be on our posts and praying and interceding and warning and encouraging and being a light and being, glory to God, witnessing. God, I'm praying for the body of Christ. They look like they don't even recognize like the signs of the times that you're saying. Let the prince of this world cause of the flesh cause them, glory to God, just to wink and close their eyes to this, that, and the other, just to appease the flesh. But, oh, God, you say no flesh and blood going to enter the kingdom of God, and it's not going to glory in your sight. So, God, we just love you today. We appreciate you. We pray for those that are less fortunate that you would touch, and those, glory to God, have fallen into that place because of the things that are going on with the various storms and things in life. We're praying for our mind to want to be saved, delivered, set free and encouraged. We're praying, glory to God, that we will be that light. We will be that witness. We will be that salt. Even while we're going through in our lives, God, as we stay close to you, you're taking care of the things that are behind the scenes as we be out on our post. We pray, glory to God, again for these prayer warriors on this divine connection and all around the globe. And also praying, glory to God, for this revival, this anniversary, glory to God, this conference, this anointing of transformation of what you're going to do in transforming lives. Glory to God, this upcoming, glory to God, 24th through the 30th, as well as the first, going into the new beginning of, glory to God, the next year of service. God, we just pray that we stay at service and that we love on one another and encourage one another and stay in communication with you and with one another in the name of Jesus and deny this flesh, God, so we can hear what the instructions, what's on the agenda, what's the directions for whatever you have for us. God, we bless you. Touch Pastor Bird's body today. Touch Pastor Burton's body today, glory to God. Touch Alicia while she's on that plane, glory to God, on her way home. And thank you for touching the body through some of the times that she's been racked with pain and stuff, but she's still pressed forward. Thank you for touching Kamalita, God, what her body is really going through today and even her sacrifice for the weekend. God, I thank you for them young ladies. They're young, but it's an attack on their bodies from the devil. One might be from the military, the other one from an accident, but nevertheless, it's still the same devil. He's lie in the blood of Jesus. And anybody else like Bird and Pastor, glory to God, and Apostle Burton and so many others, and even on the phone to us, glory to God, this line now and other things and other people we've been here. God, we got to pray like never before to stand, regardless of what the enemy throwing at us. God's word does not change. And he know how to make the crooked path straight. He know how to deliver us out of the hand of the enemy. And glory to God, he know how to heal. And still, glory to God, regardless of what was done at Calvary, the enemy attacking, God know how to restore. So we just bless you today. Help us to keep a praise on our lips. We're not going to be running around hollering like and laughing like a hyena. But, God, we're still going to rejoice and glorify you because we know our Redeemer lives, and he lives on the inside of us. Oh, God, cleanse our hearts from all unrighteousness. Help us to have a mind to want to and to do so, to submit to your will and be committed and dedicated and still believe you by faith, by waiting on you and being of good courage that you're going to bring us out. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, going through and coming out, overcomers, triumphant, victorious in you. God, bless those, glory to God, that are in need of you right now, that don't really know you, or glory to God, haven't had no inkling of who you are, that a word will come, glory to God, and they will be able to grasp it. Thank you, Lord God, for these your people and all that you've done and doing. God, I just love you today. Thank you for the prayers that's going forth tonight. And thank you, Lord God, for ministry. And thank you, Lord God, for a desire to please you. Forgive us for every offense. We bind up every satanic and demonic force. Come against these prayers and our lives and our glory, our ministry and the things that you called us to do. We take authority over and command the enemy to be loose from his assignment, even untimely death, sickness, disease. We shall live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. We standing on his word and his promise that we will be able to accomplish all that he's given us to do until you said it's time and release. So that's why we bind up untimely death. In the name of trick and snare, help us to have the mind and the ears and eyes and open to you so we can walk accordingly. Help us to be alert and not to get so, glory to God, lackadaisious, glory to God, and get in a place of practice, procrastination, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, hypocritical, we rebuke and bind and loose. Judgmental spirits, we bind and loose. Busybody spirits, glory to God. Discord spirits, we bind you up, cast you out. Spirits of liars, glory to God, in the body of Christ, as well as deception. Ain't no white lie, black lie, it's liars, because you say they all have that part in the lake of fire. God help us to practice. Practice what your words say and do it, not for competition, not for to be exalted, but God, for you. Humility and humbleness is going to bring on the promotion, as well as you said, the gift, our gifts will make room for us. We don't have to parade around trying to exalt ourselves with this name calling and name recognition and all this greed. And, God, we pray so much always to pray for, but we pray for the leaders that are standing, teaching, preaching, walking in truth, and they're not throwing a brick and hiding their hands. And glory to God, when they're standing, glory to God, we pray more for their strength and encouragement. Pray, glory to God, that they don't burn themselves out. Pray, glory to God, for those that are supporting, that they will stand. Pray, glory to God, for our young people that are standing and saved and filled with the Spirit, worshiping you, that they won't be deterred off the path by what the world is offering. God, because we know you got plenty of them all around the globe worshiping. I can worship so beautiful. Some preaching and teaching the word. God, let more of that be exposed instead of always shooting and showing that on the, while we don't see more, glory to God, the worshipers in the name of Jesus are testifying, glorifying the Lord, preaching at 10 and 9 and all. Some seeing some babies, glory to God, 2 and 3 are holding the mic in one. God, we know, glory to God, just like you told Elijah, you have dealt and was it 7,000 or you were 700, glory over there, never bow down to Baal, no matter how much the enemy try to intimidate and make it look like I'm the only one and I'm the only thing going on and this, that, and the other. The devil is a liar. God got all his bases covered. We just got to trust him when we can't trace him. Lord, I bless you tonight. I thank you for keeping us covered under the blood and taking authority over every satanic and demonic force that try to transfer and attach itself to. Let it be roll like water rolling off a duck back as we stay secured in you and continue to keep your word alive in us with submission to it so we can stay in the path of the straight and narrow. In Jesus' name I do pray. Loosen the spirit of the Holy Spirit to have free reign and have his way. Glory to be unto the Most High God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. The line will be open. Glory to God for Mother Mother Alexander, first name I see. Mother Willett, glory to God. Right after that, glory to the next one, glory to Ha. Babo Sheda. Glory to God. Trying to see, glory to God, this is my other sister, glory to that brother Black, Brother McCormick, Brother Black, glory to God in that order. And everything else, glory to God, Mother Pastor Sam. So again, glory to God, if you can remember that, glory to God, it'll be Mother, woo, glory to God, Mother Alexander, Mother Willett, Mother McCormick, Minister Black, glory to God, and then Pastor Sam. Anything changes, I'll let you know, but we should be following in that order. Glory to God. It shouldn't have to come back in until, glory to God, unless we have some interruptions. In the name of Jesus, we have those two. We'll come forth now. Bless the Lord. And I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
We give you all the glory and praise, Lord God. We thank you for being so good to us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Lord, in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. For you are the only healer and the only deliverer, the only provider, Lord. Lord, we give you all the praise because you have been mighty good to us all, Lord God. Help us to continue to stand strong on the promises, Lord, because your word is what keeps us, Lord. You are the only living God, the true God. There is no other God but you, Lord God. As I come before you, Lord God, and I'm thanking you. Thanking you for watching over my grands and great-grands. Thanking you for watching over my sons, Lord God. Lord, you see each and every one of us, Lord God, all our grandchildren, all our sons and daughters. We want you to continue to keep our heads around them, Lord, because we know you said in the word, Lord, cast all our cares on you. We know you is the only way for each and every one of us. And, Lord, we just want to give you praise. We want to give you glory, Lord, because we love you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, thank you for mercy in our life. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way for us, Lord Jesus, because if it's not been for the Lord Jesus Christ, where would we be? Lord, you've been so good to us. Through you, we can stand and run to the cross and ask for forgiveness. Over and over, we come before you, Lord God, because of Jesus Christ, who paid a price for us, Lord. And Lord, we love you and we praise your holy name. Thank you for mercy and grace in all our lives, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, Lord God. We know that you tell us about war and rumors of war is coming, Lord. But your word tells us to pray. So, Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters that they will call out to you, Lord. Cry out to you because, Lord, you can fix all things. Nothing is too hard for you and nothing is hidden from you. So we're standing in the gap praying for brothers and sisters during the war in Ukraine. Have mercy, Father God, have mercy. Lord, we thank you for making a way for us all, Lord God. We pray for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. Continue to strengthen our president and our vice president, Lord. Oh God, give them the strength to continue to stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours because you gave it to us, Lord. Oh God, give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord God, that they can stand boldly and proclaim the victory, Lord God. Lord, you gave us the power to bind the works of the enemy, Lord God. And so, Father God, we binding up this foul spirit that come against the mind, Lord. We binding it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs, because you gave us a sound mind, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy in our life, Lord. We pray for the sick today. So many sickness, aches, and pain is going around. But we know, Lord, that you did not cause us to be in sickness and aches and pain. We know that this is works of the enemy. But, Lord, we binding up these sickness and these pain and aches. We binding them up in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose the body of our brothers and sisters. Loose it in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For Lord, your promises said, Lord, according to your word, Father God, you gave us the promises, Lord. You said, whatever we bind, whatever we bind on earth, he bind in heaven. And your word tell us, Lord God, that you take away sickness and disease from the midst of us. Lord, we believe, Heavenly Father, that you have taken away sickness and disease from the midst, Lord God. We believe, Lord God, that you are the only healer, Heavenly Father. There is no healer like you, Lord God. You said it, Lord, we believe it. For your word and your promises is real, Lord God. You said, cast every cares on you, Heavenly Father. So we binding up the sickness that try to come against the body, Lord God, because according to your promises, you gave us those promises, Lord God. According to your word, Lord Jesus, we standing on those promises. According to Exodus 23:25, you said in your word, you take away sickness and disease. Your word tell us, Lord God, that if we serve you, glory to God. If we serve you, Lord God, you will bless our bread and our water. And you'll take away sickness. Lord, we believe it and we receive it, Lord God. That no matter what comes on this earth, we're standing on the promises of the living God. And your word never fail, Lord God. Because according to your promise, Lord, you said, cast all our cares on you. And Father God, you said, come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord God. You said, ask and believe when we ask, you receive. Oh God, help some of us to know, Lord God, that if we ask, stand faithful, regardless what the enemy try to do, stand faithful on the word of God, because there is no other word but the word of God that going to carry us through the storm. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, for you are our deliverer, Lord God. Oh God, without you we be lost, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for mercy and grace in our life. Thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord, because only you can keep our heads around them, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for you being so good to us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for making a way out of no way, Lord God, because we know no matter what comes, we can cry out to you, Lord God, standing faithful on your word, knowing that your promises cannot be void. And Lord, we just want to give you glory and give you praise for you being so good to us, Heavenly Father. You tell us more than once in your word, Lord God, that by your stripes we are healed, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for taking away sickness from the midst of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing the pestilence in this land. And we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. We know that your promises tell us, Lord God, whatever we bind and hurt. So we binding up all these different diseases and sickness that is coming against the body. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Lord, your promises tell us, by your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I receive no other word but your promises. If you said it, Lord, I believe it. And Lord, we're standing on those promises. We believe in that nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. It doesn't matter what the situation look like. It's what we believe. And we believe in your word, Lord God. We believe in your word because you gave us authority over the works of the enemy, Lord God. And your promises never fail, Lord God. Your promises will take us through the storm. Oh, Father God, thank you for mercy and grace, Lord God. We pray for the prisoners today, Lord God, those that is locked up innocently, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to bring these things to the light. And those that do the wrong, Lord God, you already know what it's all about and what is coming for them. You already know what each and every one of them, who is wrong and who is right. You already know, Lord. But, Lord, we continue to pray for the prisoners. Because sometimes, Lord, people make mistakes. But your word is the one that we must hold on to. Because you never fail us. You never fail us. Even when we make a mistake, you still, when we call unto you, you still answer. And you can turn it around. Because you're a God of turning around, Lord God. So we thank you for brothers and sisters that are going through these things, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you open doors, Lord God. Father God, I pray for my sisters that having problem with her mind, Lord God. I bind that foul spirit that come against her mind. I bind it up, and I command it to loose our mind right now in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, you gave us a sound mind. So we know these things is not of you, Lord God, that come to trip our up, Lord God. We binding it up in the name of Jesus, and we casting it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. And we claim a sound mind in my sister Mary, Lord, a sound mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you that all things is possible with you, Lord God. Help us to continue to stand strong. And to operate in that agape love that you shed in our heart towards one another more and more, Lord God. Because you are the God that heal, Lord God. You are the God that deliver, Lord God. You are the God that feel everything that we feel. We don't have to come explaining and explaining. You already know it. All we do is cry out. And you know exactly what is going on in these bodies. Because you created the bodies, Lord. And Father God, we thank you. Lord, I pray for the head of the prayer line, Lord. Continue to bless her. Continue to keep her strong, Lord God. For you know it all, Heavenly Father. You said in your word, pray for one another. And Lord, we standing in the gap for each and every one of us, standing together, Lord God, for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to bless and continue to keep our heads around us, Lord, that we stand united, Lord God. For you are the God that heal, you are the God that deliver, and there is nothing that you cannot do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Heavenly Father, I come before your presence in appreciation to you, to give you thanks, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us. Lord God, I come to you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of the Father and continuing to make intercession for us. Father God, I thank you for showing us how much you love your creation and your people, Lord God, because you sent Jesus. And we thank you for this weekend where we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that gives all of us hope. Those who are belong to the Lord, praise God, we have a hope that many will never have unless they come to Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives also. Thank you for the hope that because Jesus rose from the dead, we also will rise. Hallelujah. And some of us, hallelujah, would just be transitioned, hallelujah, to the presence of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you so much that you care so much about us, that you made a way, hallelujah, out of this darkness in the land in the name of Jesus. So in spite of what's going on the earth, we know that, Lord God, you love us. You are for us. Hallelujah. You've already worked situations and circumstances out for our good, for your word teach that all things work together for good to them that love you, who are called according to your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you've already given us that which pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah. We thank you for the power of your word that goes forth with anointing. Your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the power of your word that tells us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Glory be to God. But they are mighty through you, Heavenly Father, to the pulling down of strongholds. So we thank you, Lord God, that you teach us to pray. And God, so much to pray about. So we pray one for the other, Lord God, and pray for people everywhere, Lord God, because we realize people all over the world need you. God, our leaders, hey, God, out of the most, in the name of Jesus, our leaders need you so much because they need guidance. They need wise counsel, Father God. Those, Lord God, in our nations, Lord God, in the president, vice president, Lord God, those, Lord God, in the Senate, the Congress, the House of Representatives, Lord God, those in positions of authority everywhere. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask for your, Lord God, help, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that people will choose to come out of darkness, that they will choose to realize, Lord God, that it's time, hallelujah, to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, for he is still the answer for the world today. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we pray the prayer of faith, Lord God, the daily warfare prayer that says, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come to you, hallelujah, with praise and thanksgiving and in worship and in humbleness to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We ask you, Heavenly Father, first of all, that you forgive us, hallelujah, and show us mercy against any sins that we may have committed. We ask your forgiveness. We ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for any transgressions, iniquities, trespasses, grudges, unforgiveness, or any, Lord God, thing that may be in our heart that is not pleasing to you. We cast anything down that we know of, and those that we don't know of, we pray that the blood of Jesus will wash us and cleanse us of any iniquities in Christ Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, to destroy assignments any assignments, plans, and works that the enemy may have against us as people of God. We ask you, Lord God, that hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that your anointing, hallelujah, the sword of the Spirit, go forth and break and destroy the yoke of every bondage, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Everything that tried to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, we ask to be destroyed. We take authority over thoughts, and Lord God, and take captive of these thoughts that are not of you to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10 chapter verses 3 through 6. So we thank you, Lord God, and we ask you for freedom and liberty from all, not just a little bit of the sickness, but all sickness, all diseases. And we ask you, according to your complete and total will, because you desire for us to be whole and well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We ask you, Lord God, to help us to keep our eyes fixed and focused on you, because so many things come to distract us. So we bind up distractions. We bind up division. We bind up darkness in the name of, yes, in the name of Jesus, according to your word. And Matthew, praise God, 18th chapter, where you give us authority to bind and to loose as needed in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. And we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you loose and encamp your warring angels around all people in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I just thank you so much. I touch and agree with my sisters, Pastor BJ, praise God, and Sister Alexandra, and those that will come along after me and pray. I thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord God, your loving kindness, hallelujah. I give you glory. Jesus, I appreciate what your sacrifice. It was an agonized torture of, Lord God, crucifixion that you took, you went through, Lord Jesus. But I praise you and I thank you, Lord God, that it was not in vain on me. I thank you for what you did so that I can be reconciled. Hallelujah to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Father, reconciled to you, Father, in Jesus' name. So we pray, oh, Lord God, for people everywhere. We lift up, like I said, our leaders, our military, our families, Lord God, our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our teachers, our, Lord God, school staff. We pray, oh, Lord God, for those in positions of authority, whether they're parents, whether they're the police force, whether they're, Lord God, hallelujah, the judges, Lord God, whatever position they hold of leadership, we ask for, God, wise counsel in this day and time in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray that your anointing, Lord God, will continue to be on the inside of us. And as we, Lord God, let your word dwell on the inside of us, that we sin not against you, Lord God. And as you teach us in your word, as we abide in you and your word abide in us, we ask what we will and it shall be done, because we ask according to your divine will, Lord God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And we won't forget, Lord God, for what you've already done. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the home that you saved, because someone called and asked to please pray that this fire that was going on in Tennessee does not burn up their home. And God, you caused the wind to blow the fire in a different direction, and the home was saved and the people were spared. So we give you glory for that. We thank you for the successful aneurysm surgery that my friend Lily had this morning. Thank you, Lord God, that it was a successful surgery, Lord God. And we pray your continuous, Lord God, supernatural recovery of her, Lord God, from the surgery. We thank you for my cousin Jean, Lord God, and the knee surgery that she has. And we thank you, Lord God, even for Sister McCormick. She was scheduled for her cataract surgery. So we thank you, Lord God, for the supernatural healing recovery, Lord God, to all of them that had the surgeries. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we continue to pray for Brother Stewart, who has the edema in his legs, Lord God, and pray for his father who had the kidney stones and so many more, Lord God. We pray for those that are suffering, Lord God, with some illness, and we pray, God, that your anointing will break and destroy the yoke of that bondage of sickness and disease, Lord God, addictions and strongholds in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you this evening. I bless you so much. I praise you so much, and I honor you. Father God, so many needs, Lord God, so many. Some have already had surgeries, and we pray that you will continue to heal them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have mercy on us this evening, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the celebration for Alicia this weekend. We really appreciate just being a part of that. And thank you so much for letting us see people, Lord God, that we have only heard voices from. But we thank you, Lord God, for those that we met this weekend, Pastor Sims. Glory be to God. Some of the others, I can't think of their names right now, but God, I thank you so much. It was like a sweet celebration, Lord God, a celebration, and I can only imagine what that celebration will be like when we get to heaven, where we've only heard maybe the voices, but we will be celebrating with you. What a great thing. Hallelujah. God, we thank you now. We bless you. We praise you. We ask you to continue to keep us safe, continue to keep us focused, Heavenly Father. Continue to help us to be the light in this world and be the salt of the earth in the name of Jesus, so that we'll make a difference. Help us, Lord God, hallelujah, to point people to Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for divine deliverance, healing, salvation to those that stand in need of it. We bless you now. We thank you. We give your name the praise. Let your divine will be done. We pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede for all of us. In the name of Jesus, I love you, Father God. I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I bless God and thank God for Mother Willette just saying, this is the day that I remembered in my mind, but I forgot it as we got on the phone, being anxious for Mother McCormick's surgery today. So her name wouldn't come up on the system right now, so her number. So we asked Brother Black to go ahead and continue with the prayer, then Mother Pastor Sims will be after him. So we bless God and we continue to pray for Mother McCormick. We know it's done. Brother Black, you're not there? Hello?
Who?
Well, we'll check back with him, but in the meantime, Pastor Sims, you can go ahead and take the line now. Brother Black,
yes.
Okay. Mother, Pastor, he's there, so we're going to let him go ahead. And then you'll be right after him.
Well, hallelujah, Father. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, how you shower your blessings on us, Lord, especially your people, Lord. We know it rains on the just as well as the unjust, God, but your body, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory, God. There's no one like you, God. Hallelujah. We are your righteousness, Father God. You are our God. You're the God of gods and the King of kings, God. There's nobody that can stand alongside you. Hallelujah. It's just an honor just to say your name, because you're holy, God. You're sanctified from all things, from everything, God. You're God alone, and God, you're by yourself, God. Yet you're plural, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God. And your good, your mercy endures unto all generations. Who wouldn't serve a God like you, God? We just thank you so much, God, that we have an opportunity, Lord, to just bless your name and serve you, God, and tell the whole world about the good news, God. How you raised Jesus from the dead on the third day. Now life can be changed, even all through into eternity. Hallelujah. We have a saving God. Hallelujah. And he's merciful, his grace, God. And we just, Lord, lift up overseas, God, Israel, God, all the nations, God. Lord, one by one and name by name, what they're doing over there, God. Lord, how you have a communist governments, Lord. How people are social governments, Lord. How people, governments are taking control and leaders dictatorship, God. How they're selfish and want everything, God, to themselves and their own friends. And they give you a portion, amen, of whatever they want to give you. God, that's not the way to live, God. But, Lord, you turn it around for their good and your glory, God. Lord, send ministers by, Lord, to tell them about your good news, God. Lord, how every stronghold could be broken, God. How every burden could be removed, God. How every yoke could be utterly destroyed by your power, Lord, and how you would be able to step in because people say, yes, God, hallelujah, to your dear son, Jesus Christ. They say yes, which means if they say yes to the Son, they accept you, Father God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, because Jesus came to lift you up, Father God. The Holy Spirit came to lift Jesus up. Now, where the Holy Spirit lives in us, so we lift up the Father in Jesus' name, and Lord, we just bless you for that, God. Hallelujah, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, the homeless, Lord, our matriarchs and patriarchs, God, our babies and our youth, God. Oh, hallelujah. Ones that don't have any place to stay or lay their head, Lord, for the bereaved, God. Lord, ones that might not have anything to eat, God. Oh, God, turn it around for your glory, God. Lord, let the enemy know that he has no win here, God. Hallelujah. He's not gaining any ground, but everything that he's doing, God, is just gearing up to bring you all the glory, honor, and praise. So he's running into your trap, God. He's already trapped, God. And there's nothing that he can do, Lord, that you can't get the glory out of it, God. And we just thank you, God, because you said the enemy meant it for harm, but you turn it around and mean it for our good and your glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for the prayer line, God. Lord, for Apostle Hubbard, God. We thank you, Lord, for the awesome meetings and testimonies, Lord, and surprises that happened, Lord, over the recent days, God. We thank you, God. Lord, and I pray, Lord, that this stay with her, Lord, for a while, for a season, God. Lord, and she just continue to kindle that energy in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, even in this season, God, that you give her visions and dreams. Lord, send it to another level, God, a higher height and a deeper depth, because this is just the beginning of your goodness about the good things about you about to do in the life, God. I have not seen nor ear heard nor come into the heart of men the things that you have prepared for her because she loves you, God. Oh, God, do it for your glory. We thank you. We thank you for the anointing, Lord, that's running down off of her, God, off of her life, God, into her loved one's life, her grandbaby's life, Lord, divine connections, everybody that's underlying, God. The oil, Lord, is trickling down, God, and we thank you for the favor. We thank you for the blessings, God. I see doors opening up in the name of Jesus, God. I see running shoes, Lord. People are getting out, Lord, running, and people are getting jobs. There's miracles and blessings after blessings. God, I just thank you right now, God. Lord, how you're doing a great thing, God. And the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do come to you. We come lifting up your name on high. We thank you, Lord, for your matchless grace. Nobody like you. Nobody can do the things that you do. And, Father, I thank you for the miraculous power that you have given as your children. Lord God, all we have to do is we have to have faith and believe. That he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for all of the good things that you've done for us and will do for us and are doing at this moment for us, Lord God. Father, we realize that a lot of things are going on that is not like you. And things that are going on in the world, all of us, even the most vile person, wish that it hadn't happened or that this wouldn't happen, Father. But we still know that you are in control. And, Father, we know in your own due time you will move. I, too, thank you, Lord Jesus, that this weekend I was able to meet Mother McCormick, no, Mother Willette, and Mother Alexander to connect the faith to the voices that I've been hearing for well over a year now. And we thank you for that gathering. We thank you for your blessing, Father. It was just such a wonderful occasion, and you made it happen. And so, God, we lift you up right now. Father, we pray for mankind everywhere. I stand in agreement with my sisters and the brother that has prayed, Father, that all of the words that they say will give God glory and will cause somebody to realize that Jesus is the way, the only way. Father, I thank you for your love and for your mercy. We ask, Father, that you bless every family on this line, Father. Bless them in every way that they need to be blessed, because you know. You know all about it, Lord God. Help them, Lord Jesus. And, Father, we ask that you, I know it's been asked many times, and I ask you again, Lord, to turn this dreaded pandemic back to the pits from which it came, Father, never to rise again. We pray for those sick and shut in, whatever the sickness is, whether it's physical or mental or whatever. Lord, there's so many oppressed and depressed people in the world now until they're having workshops all over the place, Father. But you told us what to think about it, and we can keep our mind on you. You said that we would have peace if we could only keep our mind on you, Father. We get up every day and we say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It didn't say that everything was supposed to be perfect or everything would be perfect, but it said rejoice in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. And that we try to live, Father God, one day at a time. Father, we do thank you for this wonderful prayer line where people can come and receive many blessings and miracles because of the prayer of the righteous people. Father, keep it on that others will be blessed. Many people will be blessed. I myself have been blessed multiple times, and I thank the Lord for healing me, Father, and continuing to heal me, Father, and to help me to do the things that are pleasing in his sight. If we can agree with his word and we stand fast on it, because the Bible tells us he's not a man and he should lie. Father, we love you, we praise you, we give you honor, we give you glory, we pray for mankind everywhere. As far as humanity throughout the soil, Lord, we pray, Father, for lifting up spirit, Father, that these things that are coming to the world will be sent back to the pits of hell, never to reign and take over, Lord, and help the Christians, Father, to be strong and courageous and to hold on and to shine the light. You know, in Psalms 119, verse 105, it said he's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. He wants you to see close to you, and he wants you to see what's coming far away from you. It's such a blessing to know him, and I thank you tonight, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace. I continue to praise and lift you up, Lord, Father, to my last breath. That's what I want to be doing. I want to be praising, worshiping, telling of your great glory. Father, we love you. We thank you. And we ask these blessings, Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, God, I thank God for his faithfulness. Thank God for the prayers. I'm going to ask Sister Rachel to pray, and then after this, we're going to take our prayer request, and we just do celebrate the resurrection power of Jesus Christ and the work he's doing in our daily. Thank you, Lord. At this time, we're going to hold silence for and give space to Sister Rachel.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we come thanking you and praising you, Lord. We come loosening and binding everything that's not like you, Father. And, Lord, we loose everything that is like you, Lord. Lord, we asking you to shut doors that need to be shut in our lives, God. And we're asking you to open doors that need to be opened. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to tell you thank you because you are so good and you are so gracious, Lord. Lord, we don't even have enough tongues, Father, to praise you, God, because you are that you are. You are our great big I am. Lord, you said look up to the hills which cometh our help because all our help cometh from you, Lord. That's 121 Psalms, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your word, God. For your word abiding on the inside, Lord. Huh? Oh, God, no matter what trials we go through, we can go to you, Jesus. Huh? That's how you are a solid rock. Huh? Oh, God, you will. Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? And you can, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you tonight, God, for being our healer. Huh? I thank you tonight, Lord, for being a mind regulator. God, I thank you tonight, God, for being a healer of lungs. Huh? Cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, economy, yes, sir. Yeah, God, we thank you tonight because we know you can do all of those things. And kidneys and eyes, you specialize. Oh, God, you are the specialist of the specialist. Oh, Father God, we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we lift everybody up to you, Lord. Oh, God, we just come praising you, Lord. God, you said if you even lift you up, Lord, huh? Oh, God, that's all you want us to do, God, and do your will, God, and keep your commandments, Father. Oh, God, have mercy on us, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for what you already did, God, because you kept us, Lord, through the pandemic, Lord, and you're still keeping us, Jesus. Oh, God, some of us are going through some things, but, Lord, we thank you anyhow, God, because we know that you are the only one that's going to bring us out, Father. We're dependent on you, Jesus. Lord, we won't be like the Israelites. We won't murmur, grumble, and complain, Lord, but we will give you the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. All glory to God. We asking you tonight, Father, to guide our eyes, guide our ears, guide our feet, Lord. God, our tongue, God, our hands, Lord. You take full of control over us, Jesus, that we don't move wrong. We don't act out of order, Father. We thank you tonight for being God. Oh, God, we just want to tell you thank you because you are so good. Lord, I thank you for bringing my Aunt Nagaline out of surgery, God. God, I thank you for her eyes. I thank you for her 20/20 vision in advance, Father. Lord, I thank you for my sister-in-law, God. I thank you for her right feet being able to move, God. Oh, God, we declare complete healing, Lord, complete divine healing. All because you are that you are. You are just like that, Father. It's hers for the asking. It's according to her faith that will be done unto her. Lord, we thank you now, Lord. And we stretch it out on faith with her, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. All of us, another prize of our sheep. Yay, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you anyhow, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yay, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, glory to God. It's because of your goodness and your grace and your mercy, Father. Oh, glory to God. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. Yay, God. Sign up, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Lord, I thank you, God, for how you just go by the prison camps and you abhor them to the sick. Lord, turn them around to the sick and to the sick in the midst of their mess, Lord. Hababoshi, there's somebody too. Oh, yes, they came up and see that jailhouse, God. Hababoshi, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Save them, Lord, one by one, Lord. Each sinner boy, each sinner man, God. Girl, man, woman, God, save them all, Lord, because we all need you, Jesus. Give them a turnaround mind, a do-right spirit.
in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said you could get in the heart of man and woman. And I believe just what you say, Father. I believe just what you say, Jesus. I'm dependent on you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can do nothing without you, Jesus. But I can do all things through you, Jesus, who strengthened me, Lord. Oh, we can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened us because he said so in his word. And I take him at his word. What he say is true, Lord. We thank you, God. And if there anybody on this line, hallelujah, Jesus, that whatever you say, give their life, turn their life over to Jesus. Who cover the sheep in the outside? Who cover the yes? He's standing there with open arms. Yes, he is. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, see. And anybody need a healing, hallelujah, Jesus, he will do it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, see. Ask him. Hallelujah, see. His manifestation of the yes will come forth. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, see. Lord, we thank you now, God. We thank you for making ways out of no way, God. Sometimes we don't even know our way, God. We don't even see our way. But, Lord, you provide. You're just that kind of good, God. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I don't want any sick to be a sick. I don't want to ask Jesus for anything. Only thing I want, Jesus, is what can I do for you? What can I do for you, Lord? Glory to God. All I need to see, if our minds be steadfast on you, Jesus, and doing your will, God, you're going to add on the rest because you said so in your word. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you now, God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, oh, those over there, can't think of the name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know what the name I'm trying to call out. Those people overseas over there, our sisters and brothers, Lord. Lord, you get in the midst of them, Lord. Lord, you make that president do what he's supposed to do, God. Lord, you can get in his heart and in his mind, God. Lord, I'm asking you to do it now, God, in the name of Jesus, because he's not too hard for you, Lord. When Daniel, Abba, sheep was in a lion den. How you say, Abba, sheep? That wasn't too hard for you, Lord. So this president here is not too hard for you. Lord, I lift him up to you, Lord. Have your way, God. How you say, Abba, sheep? And cover your people, God. Keep them covered with your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you to keep each child, God, in this world, Lord, everywhere in this world, God. Keep them covered under your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, the young people, God, keep them covered, God. How you say? There's an attack on our young people. Lord, I'm asking you to keep them covered under your blood, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. I ask this in the most precious name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to hear glory to God from our prophet. She is on the line. Prophet Bird.
Praise God. I don't know how you missed my name all night, but we just give praise.
When I rolled scroll down, I didn't see the number.
Even while you were talking, God was just, this song just kept playing in my mind. And it was that he knows your name. Mm. And just going to do this sort of in the prophetic, because it just keep playing, and I don't know what this is all about, but he knows my name. Hallelujah. He knows my name. 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 God knows your name. God knows your name. He knows your name. God knows your name. God knows your name. He knows where you are. He knows where you are and what you're going through. He knows, God knows our name. He knows our name. He knows our name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the weak say I am strong because of what he's done. Hallelujah. He knows your name. Glory to God. And he gave me 1 Peter 5:8, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brothers who are in the world. So regardless of what we're going through, we're just going to hold tight to the word of God. We're going to stand in the midst of everything that's going on. And we know that God knows our name. And if he is for us, he's more than the whole world against us. So God just wants us to hold firm, standing, and believe in him in the midst of everything that's going on. So I just bless each one tonight, and I do want to say that I miss that fellowship on Saturday, but I am glad and thank God that I'm able to be in y'all's midst tonight. So God bless each of you.
Praise God. I know that must have been one nothing but a thank God for that word tonight of encouragement and that prophetic in it. Bless the Lord. There's got to be a trick in it because I scroll down this screen and I know that number wasn't even showing up. So I'll say, oh, she's not going to be on. She's not on right now, so she'll probably come on later. But anyway, we bless the Lord that you are on, and no matter what, the enemy is a defeated foe. So we thank God again for all the prayers that went forth tonight, the power of his anointing in the prayers. And we bless the Lord that there are some prayer requests out there. We want to address those and any praise reports. We will take those out. And if the Lord can put anything else in the prophetic spirit, we have the lines open so that way if he does speak again. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for all of you. Always so faithful on your post. Praise God. So at this time, whatever prayer requests we have, we want you to I'll speak up now and let the Lord bless.
Mm-hmm. Pastor, praise I have two prayer requests. I thank you so much for praying for my family. And I'm coming to ask you to please continue to pray for my oldest brother who comes on the line, Alonzo Harris. He was 79 years old on Saturday, and yesterday he had to be rushed by EMS to the emergency. He's in the hospital at this time. They think it's something to do with his pancreas. And I'm asking for prayer for him, please. And also my whole family. And we have a friend whose name is Mary. She has diabetes, and she has an ulcer that won't heal on her foot and having quite a time with it. And we ask for prayer for them, please, for her, please. Her name is Mary.
Praise the Lord. Is Pastor Bird still there? We'll have her to go ahead and take that request.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Many are the affliction of the righteous, God, but we know you're going to see us through them all. Father, we pray and honor you tonight. We thank you for who you are and all that you do. We thank you, Father God, for hearing us. We thank you, God, for being attended to us. And we just bless your holy name. Father God, we just thank you for your servant, God. We thank you for our brother, God. You know he loves you, and he's constantly asking for prayer. And, God, we do know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, especially when they know he's holding fast to what you said to him. So we bless him tonight, God. We say that all is well with him. We know that you are a healer. We know, God, that whatever you brought him to, that you are able to bring him through it. So we speak healing to that body now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that's going on with him, his pancreas or whatever it is, it got to line up with the word of God, that decree and declare that he's healed whole by your stripes, Father God. So we call him whole and ill right now in Jesus' name. He don't belong to Satan. Satan has to get his hands off of him in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we do thank you for Mary, God, as she's suffering with diabetes. Oh, God, that's one of those diseases that Satan has sneaked in on the body of Christ. But, God, we know that you are able to do all things but failed. God, you said that we can ask anything in the name of Jesus and it shall be done. So, Father, we lift her up to you right now in Jesus' name. We speak to that pancreas, God. We command that pancreas to start secreting that insulin that body needs in the name of Jesus. We speak to the wounds on our feet, dear God, and we command them to be healed in Jesus' name. You already sent your word to heal us, Father God. And you said whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, believing it in our heart that it shall be done. So, Father God, we're speaking healing from the inside out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we speak to the circulation, God, because that's one of the problems, that blood would get to where it needs to get so that healing can come in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father, we're thanking you in advance for what you are about to do, because we're standing on your word. We're not about what we see or what we hear, but every word that proceedeth out of your mouth. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you for hearing us, and we thank you, Father God, and we call it done in Jesus' precious name. And God, we thank you for Pastor Sims' family as you continue to bless them and keep them covered with the blood from their head to their toes, dear God. We're thanking you for oneness and unity, and we love you, God. We praise you and we honor you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise. Yeah, this is Alta. May God continue covering you with his blood. May he renew your faith and strengthen your faith. May he protect you, and may he have his plans and open his doors for you. I'm saying this because he loves you, and he is happy for what you are doing. Keep up, my sisters. Thank you. My grandson, has come from the hospital. He's doing good. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Beautiful people. Prayers. God is with your prayers. Thank you. My grandson Elvis is okay now. He's come from the hospital from that accident. He's doing good. He's gone back to school.
Yes.
Bless God. That's so marvelous and wonderful. And how God just blessed you with all. We give God the glory. Oh, praise your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask everybody to continue to pray for me. I had a MRI of my brain. They found something, and I'm not sure what it is, but anyway, they set me up to see a neurologist, and I just want you to be in prayer because I believe that whatever has been going on all of this time, my prayer was that God reveal it so that we could do what we need to do and deal with that. So he has revealed that something is going on, just not the regular vertigo, but something else is going on. So I just keep me lifted up that the doctors will know exactly what it is and what it is that they need to do to resolve this.
Amen.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I'm just trusting God that he has revealed, as we've been praying, and that all is going to be well.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Mother Willette, you want to take that one?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be glad to. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, first of all, for being the true and living God. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord God, in accordance with Pastor Bird's request, first of all, I thank you that she is your servant, Lord God, and you know her by name. So we give you glory, hallelujah. You know her situation. You know, Lord God, what the MRI has revealed, even though she's not sure what it is yet. And Lord God, we thank you in advance and touch and agree with her that all will be well in Jesus' name. Why do we say that, Father? Because Jesus, hallelujah, has already gotten us the victory over any sickness or disease in Christ Jesus' name. According to Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24, for with your stripes, Jesus, hallelujah, we, Lord God, thank you for the healing that you've already gotten for us. Yes, things may try to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, but God, we thank you for victory because of the shed blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, in Christ Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed word, will fight against whatever that has been revealed at, through the MRI. And we pray in Christ Jesus' name for divine, supernatural, virtuous healing power to be released in her body, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you that we can pray to you, trusting and believing that it's already done. Hallelujah. We know that, Lord God, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and we speak life. And, Lord God, we thank you in advance, hallelujah, for giving the doctors knowledge of what needs to be done, if they need to do anything. But we thank you that you are the supernatural, miracle-working, healing God. And we're trusting you to take good care of Pastor Bird because she is your servant, Lord God. Take good care of her, and we put her in your hands in Jesus' name. And thank you for victory already in advance in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. So we shout now, hallelujah. Glory be to
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Praise you, Lord
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
What you doing? I thank
Jesus.
You for my girlfriend, Lily, how you Lord God, bless the doctors to find the aneurysms and had a successful surgery today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Bless you and praise you.
Hallelujah.
And also, hallelujah, for the home that you, Lord God, did not let burn up in Tennessee, Lord God. Thank you for the prayer request. Please pray that our home, this $300,000 home, will not be burned up. And, God, I thank you that you caused the wind to blow and caused that fire to head in a different direction only because of you and your grace and mercy. We love you, Father. We thank you in advance, and we praise you in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, what a mighty God.
Amen.
Lord, I just want to celebrate what I just heard. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My
glory
be
to
God. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. I ask Father for prayer for my older sister. She's in Panama, that God will strengthen her through this time. She's going blind. And I ask God, I ask someone to pray for her, that God will give her that strength to keep on going through this time.
Yes.
And also my daughter-in-law, she went through the surgery and she come out all right. So I thank God for that. So that's a praise report that my granddaughter is standing strong with her mom.
Oh,
thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. We need to celebrate Jesus for all these miraculous testimonies that we're hearing tonight. Let's give him some praise. The resurrection.
Hallelujah.
And healing.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God. He's awesome. Thank God for moving on our behalf, God. Coming in agreement together on one accord. God, thank you. You're awesome. You're phenomenal. There is none like you, oh Lord. Your promises are sure. Glory to God,
glory.
So we thank you. We should may endure for a night for joy come in the morning. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Glory to God. God, we magnify your name. You are so worthy. Oh, God, help us always have
hallelujah.
A spirit of thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
Hold on to the promise, God. We bless you. We love you. We adore you. Oh, how excellent is thy name. Oh, glory to
bless
God. We bless
your
you,
name,
Jesus.
Your
all the great and mighty acts you do.
Hallelujah.
Nobody could have did this but you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for coming in agreement with your word that we can see the manifestation at this hour. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And bless those that they continue to go through, glory to God, and come through celebrating what you've done for them, God. Thank you for keeping all of us and our minds as well. We bless you today. And even for those things that they're facing, that a good report coming back that going to magnify your name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Thank
you.
Glory to God.
I did hear from, I called Vaughn, and I did talk with her, and she said she had been in the hospital when Sister
oh
Alexander asked about her. She had been in the hospital, but she was out. And I've learned this about Vaughn. She can be going through, but she won't complain about what she's going through. I know she's been on oxygen for quite some time now, and you know she's always had that Clariderma. Anyway, she said she was doing, you know, I could tell she was still, it was hard for her to breathe, but I just thank and praise God for her. And we just continue to keep her in our prayers. And I did talk with Gina No also. See, she said she's been in a nursing home for quite some time, but she's doing okay too. So we
what's
just thank and praise God. Her name is Gina No, but she's been in the nursing home for quite some time. But anyway, I thank and praise God that she was talking and, you know, she was doing pretty good. So she said they're not keeping the patients that are sick in the same area where they are, they're on a different wing. So in any case, we thank and praise God for what he's doing, and we lift up Vaughn and pray that God will touch her body and just give her some relief of that pain. And I just thank and praise God, and I know God wants us well and whole. The enemy tried to trick people into believing that you got to be sick and crippled and broke, but the devil is a liar. God does not want us that way. We have to get in agreement with God's word and fight with the word of God in Jesus' name. And thank and praise God for given us the good health that belongs to us, because Jesus wants us to have abundant life in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Father, we're in agreement with what Mother Willard just said in the spoken request. Glory to God for Vaughn. Thank God for the progress that she's out of the hospital in the name of Jesus. That I do know about her, too. She is not a complainer, even for knowing her with her mother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That God bless and continue to heal and deliver. And thank you, God, that you are blessed in the respiratory, that she'll be able to breathe more freely. And you are a healer. You still, nothing's too hard for you, no matter what age. And she's not that age. She's up in age a little bit, but she's not that old. But you can do it from, glory to God, from childhood to the oldest person in life. Nothing's too hard for you. So, God, we ask you to bless and touch and continue to deliver from that condition in Jesus' name. But thank you, Lord God, for just bringing her out. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Jenny, still in the nursing home. But, God, thank God for the praise report we're hearing. She's doing well, doing good, and we pray, God, continue to keep her and keep her encouraged. And, God, we pray through it all of us that are going through or different ones that we're praying for, that we keep the joy of the Lord being our strength. Continue to lift him up and have the spirit of praise, because we know no matter what, he have a plan, and he will bring us through and bring us out. Just like with Peter, when Herod wanted to go over to God, kill James, but he wanted to destroy and kill, go over to God, Peter. But because of the ceremony that was going on the Passover, whichever, it was a delay. But Peter, nevertheless, even though there was, glory to God, hit out on his life to destroy him, he's laid between them soldiers and went to sleep. He just rested. Either way, God bless him. God help us to be to the point that no matter what, quarters of soldiers around him, but still yet, he was able, glory to God, to be released from that situation, right in the midst of his enemies. Nobody but God. I bless the Lord for all that he's done. No matter what all this sickness and disease that have been attacking the body of Christ, the ones that have been standing and holding on to the promise of the Lord, preaching and teaching and holding, uplifting and witnessing, God, no matter what, this too shall pass. You keep saying it, help us to hold on to it and keep decreeing, even in the midst of the pain, the disappointment, and even when it looked like you're going down for the count. God is a resurrection kind of God. He's a healer and a restorer. So, God, we just thank you so much. And, God, when we, any two stand touch and agree in how you move, so you know when we come together, multiple of us, praying and standing on his word and holding on to faith and not be moved, God, we're hearing some miraculous reports. And the resurrection time of glory to God, even celebrating him, hearing these reports. We thank God. Oh, God, continue to keep us all covered under the blood. Dispatch your angels, let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us. We bind up every attack that will come against these prayers, these conditions, glory to God, that you have brought us out of and bringing us out of, that no matter what, it will not intensify, but we will be, glory to God, free and, glory to God, be redeemed. All glory to God in the name of Jesus. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Thank you for Mother Ursa. Thank you, glory to God, for those reports. Glory to God by the grandson. And just exalting the Lord. The first thing she was doing is exalting the Lord and exalting, glory to God, his work. Glory to God for the ministry and the people here and continue for us to continue in the faith. God, so bless her for that. And then sharing the news, glory to God. Bless her body. Keep her strengthened and encouraged. Keep her body and her limbs in operation, God. Flexible in Jesus' name. Keep her encouraged. Glory to God. Breath, glory, rest for her whole body, all organs. And keep her with a spirit of glorifying you in Jesus' name as we pray for one another. And we thank you for the joy, the peace, the love, the word, the anointing, and the yoke-destroying power. Glory to God that you use these vessels on this line. And those that are listening, God, touch right now. Oh, God, let the word continue to penetrate in their hearts and minds, whatever it is that they're believing God for, not only when they're on this line, whether they heard it at church, whether they heard it on the radio, whether they heard it, glory to God, on the TV, or glory to God, or whether they just picked up a track, or whatever God said in his word is promised, God, let it be, glory to God, set in stone in the name of Jesus, all without a shadow of a doubt, and continue to build on what God's word says on that rock of Jesus Christ. Help us all run to the rock that's higher than us, no matter what the situation. In Jesus' name, touch my brother, Black God. Bless him and strengthen him. And now, God, I pray a special prayer to pray. We continue all We're about to embark upon over there at the celebration of 6 years, and we're praying right now in the name of Jesus. From the first night to the closing night, all glory to God, embarking on for the 7th year, going into that as life lasts, and the Lord said, we're praying nothing but the phenomenal move of God. God supernaturally, God shift these men and women up into another dimension in you, that they will pour out of their spirit what God has placed in them for, glory to God, the body of Christ. Not only what our ears will hear at this time, glory to God, immediately, but even that people will hear later, the next day, the next month, glory to God, the next year, and those that will may open it up one day and just listen and be right on time, but it will be such an anointing, it'll be like they were just there at that time. I pray that you will bless the vessels that sacrifice to speak, that you will minister to them, encourage them, build them, heal them, encourage them, glory to God, in whatever capacity needed, in their homes, in their lives, on their jobs, wherever, but the most of all, that they submit themselves in obedience to you, that the word will come alive, and that it be transported and transmitted to us, God, that it will have such a dubious effect, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, and Domino, God, we thank you, Lord God, bless and keep us all covered under the blood, keep them covered under the blood, bind up any technology problems that will interfere in any way in the name of Jesus. All come against sickness and disease, plot, plan, schemes. All glory to God and be eradicated. Anything you try to come to sabotage, incidents, accidents, untimely death, everything we are binding up and commanded to go in Jesus' name. Thank you again for my own mother, Elise. God blessing her at 92. God, even on her birthday, still yet with this attack the week before. But God, you are a healer and a deliverer. Nothing to her. But thank you for the praise. She is an example of having a relationship with God. In the name of Jesus. All glory to God. 3 children, God. A husband. And all this is still glory in the midst. Still thinking about the goodness of the Lord. God, bless her family and encouragement. God, let her have excellent health care that she did like she was in the hospital, but even for this time that she will be in the rehab. God, we are praying for restoring. Glory to God. One of her sons, our baby son, had a stroke. We just heard about that just Sunday. And glory to God, you restored him fully. Go with full capacity. And nothing too hard. You can do it for her. God, we bless you today, and we thank you for all that you've done. I love these people. Glory to God. I love you all now. Thank God. God loves you even more, but your faithfulness all stands out. Glory to God, and that desire and the fulfillment of allowing God to use you. God, we pray, glory to God, that you are just blessed. This will be, glory to God, another shifting as we go into this 7th year. But, oh God, as you bless us now, thank you for the faithfulness and the anointing and coming on one accord, no big eyes, little U's, and everybody being, glory to God, in reverence to the glory of God and being subject one to another, prophet subject one to another, people, glory to God, coming in line and so sharing the anointing and no respect for persons, no flesh on parade. That's the way you can move, God, and I thank you for it. And I thank you for the love and the concern, even for myself and my family, how you all. And as we pray for others' family, and we pray for each other's family and others, God, and we're thanking you for your manifestation. We're praying that same kind of anointing will just be in our churches and be, glory to God, in our streets and be on the jobs and for other places, that yoke-destroying power, glory to God. And whenever we make a mistake, we can pray and seek your face, ask for forgiveness for one another, and always ask forgiveness for God. So, God, we bless you, and we thank you for building us up. And I'm as you teaching us how to build ourselves up in our most holy faith, I love you today again, and we glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Cover us all under the blood. Protect and shield us. And those that are going through and the less fortunate, and those that have become that way because of the various things and trials that happen in life, bless and touch and heal and deliver. In Jesus' name. Bless the Lord again for you all that were so supportive for this young lady for her 50th birthday. And not just because it was just so many things and moving parts in her, and then her mom knowing that she had to go been over out west for so many years, ever since the first baby was 2 years old and the little baby one, and they came home here and there, you know, but glory to God, they got raised up on that side. And then this time she had to come by herself. Her heart was longing to be home at least, and now she ended up finding out in the same month that she had to end up going to their families. Glory to God, going to California further out. But thank God with Pastor Betty's daughter is already out there is Dr. Poole. She's a nurse practitioner. Come to find out, we found out Sunday, they're only going to be 1 hour and 15 minutes away. Who could have did that but God? Oh, glory to God out in California. But, Lord, I bless God for them. We're going to be well missed, but she enjoyed herself. But had short time with it, but I was glad to be able to share with the rest of the family and with you all, the church family, and also, glory to God, the little time that we had together with you, and she had seen it, friends, too. So everything that she even, not even exceedingly abundantly above, more she can act, happen to her and for her and the desires that she was hoping to see. So, you know, God is so awesome. So I thank you for that, and I bless God, and he's going to bless you all for it. But you really blessed me to even bless him. Glory to God to see something like that even come to pass, but all the other pieces, glory to God, to come together. You all pray for Carmelita. I forgot, glory to God, all the pain. Pray for Alicia, too, because you done had her MRI, and glory to God, there's something going on with that as well, with her shoulder. We're praying she don't have to have surgery, but God is a healer and a deliverer, and he's able, glory to God, to do great things. And pray for Carmelita, too, because both of them was going through with their bodies, but the pain and agony she's going through from that accident still is lingering, and she's still, and then, of course, medication's blowing her up, but she's in so much pain with her knees and above. She still be pressing and praying, but sometimes when you get busy, you got to do a lot at one time. It got her to a point it's affecting her walking, too. So just pray for them. So one of you all or both of you, somebody can take both of them and pray for them now. I certainly would appreciate it. Matter of fact, we just go. Brother Black, fell asleep. Yeah. Well, in the meantime, one of you all could take those prayers for the two of those young ladies.
We thank the Lord for Carmelita. We ask the Lord to continue to keep her, strengthen her, because we know that God see and know it all. We know that he gave our strength to keep pushing on, because no matter what come against her, the enemy bring against her, she still stand fighting, because we have to look at these things. Because when we see a young person going through trials and things like that, but they're still pushing on, they just don't give up. And that's Carmelita. She came back and she enjoyed herself, although the enemy tried to come against her with that accident, still bothering her. But we know that God is a healer. We know that God is a protector. And we continue to keep her covered under the blood, that no matter what the enemy do, he will not have authority in our body. She will recover. In the name of Jesus, we continue to keep prayer. Keep her in prayer. Keep claiming the victory that she has, because she has the victory. In Jesus' name I pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Anyone for Carmelita? I mean, that's Carmelita. Anyone for Alicia?
Oh, yeah, the leash. Oh, okay. We pray God that you continue to strengthen Alicia, Lord God. Father, you know what is what, and you know everything. We don't have to cry it out and bury it down. We know that we have a God that see all pain. And, Lord, there's one thing that we know is that you feel anything we feel, the pain that come against us, you feel that pain too, Lord. And you tell us in your word, Lord God, no matter what's going on, remember, cast all your cares on God and believe that he is a healer, because he is a healer. And we know that he will continue to keep her hedge around Alicia wherever she go, as far as she goes from her mom and her sister. God is ever his arms around her. So no matter what the enemy come against her with, we claiming that God already give her the victory in this situation. We know that God hear our cry, because she's a praying girl. And Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing our body, Lord God. We speak against the works of the enemy that come against our body. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Lord, we speak victory in these sisters' life, Lord God. We speak victory no matter what comes and goes. We know that you have them in your hands, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for giving them favor through all things, because you're the only one that keeps them, Heavenly Father, because your promises is real. And we claim victory for both of them, healing and healthy body, Lord God. Help them to continue to stand strong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for a powerful prayer. Thank you, Lord, for them. Thank you. Praise the Lord. All the other prayers that have been prayed, Father, Lord. I do apologize. Got caught up for a little bit, but I will make sure that I get those scriptures to you in the night that some of you, and then one, a couple of nights it might be volunteer to, if we don't get everything filled out every night prior to, but I will be some scriptures that will line up with some of the topics I'll try to get done this week. It's got to be my time to do so, so that way we will have it flowing and have to just ask who's out there pray or who's out there for scripture. If somebody can't make it, then we'll ask for a volunteer. Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. Prophet, do you have anything else you have to say before or the Lord put in your spirit or glory to God or any other remarks? We want to take those out there.
No.
Okay, then. Everybody else? Everybody else is fine, too? Nothing else? We do give God glory, praise, and all. You know, I've been talking a lot tonight, so pray for me through this. It's been a busy time. And just keep it in prayer. You don't have to do that now because I know y'all keep me in prayer. Just need to get rid of this inflammation. And I didn't take this first trip for a couple of days because I would have been a little trouble for the ride and coming back. So, but other than that, I believe all is well. Just a little tired. We'll just get rid of this inflammation. I'm going to put my legs up. But I just thank you all for all that's already been done. But I thank you for this line. It's an encouragement and enlightenment to me and strength to me as well. And to hear what God is doing through you all, those words and prayers strengthens me too on a regular basis. And the reports that we come back from what God is doing among us. So in the meantime, with all being said, thank God that we are considerate one for another and pray and keeping the enemy bound up and keep our eyes open to look through the hills what's coming to our help. Speaking victory and standing on it. Love you. Shalom, shalom. Have a wonderful, blessed, and exciting week as we embark upon, glory to God, this anniversary revival conference on the next Sunday, every night, Sunday to Sunday. And the nights, if you can't make it, we understand because, you know, you got your church service and other things, but even if things are over with and you want to catch the last part of it, we may have speakers that may speak. And I already made some that 30 minutes, you know how you all do too as well and in church. As well, and sometimes you might have some that go over, but in the meantime, we're going to go right on in as we normally do on time and just letting the Lord just bless in our midst and just go over to God, get all we can all we get, but also never forget to remember to share it as well. We love you. Share the number with somebody. Tell them about the goodness of the Lord and go over to God. There's a move of God going on over here on Divine Connection that God may get glory. Amen. All right. Shalom, shalom. Y'all have a blessed, marvelous, and wonderful week and keep each other lifted up in prayer.
Amen.
Oh, shalom.
Thank God for his amazing grace. Hallelujah. Glory be unto you. My God reigns. Yes, he does. My God reigns, hey, my God reigns. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you hear me better now? Hello?
Hello? Yes, what? Yes?
Oh, sorry.
My phone is messing. What?
I'm also, I'm going